Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Healing in Mind, Part 3, and then we'll transition into Healing in Body. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our loving Father wants us to be at peace. He wants you to be at peace. Everything good comes from God. And it's good to focus on our blessings more than the things that do not go our way. And we well know that many things do not go our way. That's part of the stuff of life. Lord, Father, you have given me another day. My faith in you, my breath, a wonderful spouse, a beautiful family, friends, the splendor of nature, some work or activity to engage in, my daily sustenance. Thank you, Father, for being so generous to me. Our Father is so generous and so loving and caring. You have nothing to worry about. No, you really don't. From Jeremiah 17:7-8, a blessing on the man who puts his trust in Yahweh, with Yahweh for his hope. He is like a tree by the waterside that thrusts its roots to the stream. When the heat comes, it feels no alarm. Its foliage stays green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never ceases to bear fruit. End of quote. when we trust in God, like little children, His kingdom belongs to us. His kingdom belongs to you. There is nothing to worry about. Nothing. We are called to trust our loving Father. He is worthy of our trust. And when we trust in our Heavenly Father, His blessing is upon us, a blessing on the man who puts his trust in Yahweh, with Yahweh for his hope. Yes, when you trust in your Heavenly Father, you are like a tree by the waterside that thrusts its roots to the stream. You are safe. You are being sustained. Sure, the heat will come, but there's no need to feel any alarm. Your foliage stays green. You have no worries, even in a year of drought. You will never cease to bear fruit in your life when you stay close to your Father and you trust Him. Yes, when with God's help, we choose not to live in fear, when we trust in our Heavenly Father, we open ourselves up to all the blessings He wishes, He desires to pour out upon us. And our lives then never cease to bear fruit. Just ask a couple who decided to have another child, who decided to take a risk, and that child has come into the family and changed it forever. Ask them if God was worthy of their trust or not, if their life is not overflowing with blessings now, thanks to that trust, thanks to living a life of trust in God and not being fear-driven, not allowing fear to shrivel up the tree of their life, not allowing fear to stunt the blessings, the fruit of their lives. I visited Melbourne, Australia several years ago to help in my small way to promote vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life in the Catholic Church. I really liked the phrase that was often used among the Australians. I often heard them say, "No worries, no worries." We beyond doubt have no worries when we have God. We are confident that our lives are continuing to bear fruit even when the years of drought, such as illnesses like cancer, losses of family members, tragedies, disasters, assail us. But what drought in history did not eventually pass? Let us rejoice. Quote, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I say it again. Rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians 4:4-8. Yes, our Heavenly Father wants us to be people of joy. He wants us to rejoice. When does He want us to rejoice? He said He wants us to rejoice always. And rejoice in what? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And He repeats it. I shall say it again. Rejoice. Are you rejoicing in your life? Well, I know you have troubles, but you have Jesus, don't you? So you have everything. Rejoice. Let your kindness be known to all. You'll be able to give others your kindness when you live a life of joy and rejoicing. Because remember, the Lord is near. He is near you. He is with you at every moment. And what exception did the Holy Spirit, through St. Paul, make that you can have anxiety about? Well, He said, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. We are called to be people of prayer. Give your petitions to God. Thank Him before your prayer is even off your lips, off your mind, because He's always taking care of you, always answering your prayers, always giving you the very best. He may say no to something that you just asked Him for because He's saying to you, I'm not going to give you this because I have something much better that I want to give you. Take this instead. It's so much better for you, my beloved. And when we live lives rejoicing in the absolute fact that the Lord is with us, that He's caring for every detail of our lives, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He is guarding your heart and your mind in His beloved Son, Jesus. Accept this peace that He wants to pour out on you. It surpasses all understanding. It's so beautiful, and it's a gift hanging by a string. And one little prayer is the scissors that will cut it and have it drop into your heart and your mind and heal your mind. So we have to think about things that are true and honorable and just and pure, about lovely things. This is what God wants us to do. The enemy wants us thinking about other stuff that weighs us down. Think about whatever is gracious, and then you will be gracious. Think about anything that has any excellence, anything worthy of praise. Think about these things. So God counsels us. God, your Father, tells you to have no anxiety about anything. He makes no exceptions, neither should we. Why choose to suffer? Why choose to be anxious? When we live the way God intends for us, we will be happy and at peace. All we have to do is let God know what we need with thanksgiving, and we can leave everything, no worries, confidently in His hands to do what is very best for us every time, in every circumstance. Though your Heavenly Father already knows what you need, He wants you to exercise your faith, to exercise that gift of free will that He has given you, and humbly ask, acknowledging your limitations and acknowledging His omnipotence and generosity, and all will be well. All will be well. This is how we will live happy lives. This is how we will have minds that are at peace. We can then be at peace, the real peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that all is in our loving Father, loving Daddy, Abba's hands. Not only is everything in your Heavenly Father's, your Heavenly Daddy's hands, you are in His hands. You are being carried by Him. You have been carried from the moment of your conception. You have been carried by Him from all eternity as He's thought of you, dreamed of you, loved you, even before you were conceived and born. Yes, you are your Father's beloved child. You are His masterpiece. Yes, with any cross or adversity, which is ultimately out of our control, it is liberating to give it to God completely with a childlike trust and leave the worry to Him. Leave the worry to Him to be obliterated. We can help to receive and to apply God's gift of peace by using our God-given faculties to think positively, to think about good and virtuous things. Think about these things and trust in your Heavenly Father. I repeat, because it's so essential. It's so essential. Know this. Believe this. It is true. You are the beloved child of your Heavenly Father, God. Yes, you are. Please hold on to this at all times. May we all be healed in mind and in every way. We're going to come back in a moment, and we're going to switch topics to healing in body. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Oh. Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion about healing in mind. We left off talking about the parable of the paralytic healed by Jesus in both body and soul, as referred to in Mark 2, 1-12, and how it most significantly applies to the spiritual realm, where we can become paralyzed and powerless and unable to accomplish any lasting good while we remain enslaved to sin. But I want to assure you that Jesus is always there for us, always waiting for permission to heal us, always awaiting our repentance, and He will heal us and protect us from every ill of mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that includes the assaults of the demonic, which are like nothing to Jesus. He can take care of that with a glance, with a nod for you. Only come to Him. He has all the power. He has all the grace. Allow Him to cover you in His precious blood. Call on His holy name, Jesus. Come to His church, the Holy Catholic Church. Come to His priest, who is Him in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, in the confessional, waiting for you to confess your sin so He can pour out His mercy upon you, so He can heal you body, mind, soul, and spirit, and protect you from everything. Yes, all we have to do is turn to Jesus in repentance and receive His always available and ready grace and mercy. And His love for you never stops. It cannot be stopped. Quote, when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, child, your sins are forgiven. End of quote, Mark 2:5. This gospel passage also refers to the power of intercessory prayer and action. Jesus refers to their faith. Their faith, not the faith of the paralytic. Why they? Jesus is referring to the faith of the four men who interceded for the paralyzed man who could not help himself. They stopped at nothing. They stopped at nothing, even opening up a hole in the roof to bring the paralytic to Jesus to be healed in both body and, more importantly, in soul. This demonstrates the principle of the redemptive power of intercessory prayer and sacrifice, which you and I have been gifted with. Yes, we have. Quote, many gathered together so there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men, unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd. They opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. End of quote. Yes, the paralytic was healed in mind, spirit, soul, and body. And Jesus is concerned with and in command of every detail of your life. Jesus said, quote, which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, pick up your mat and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth? He said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home. He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. End of quote. Wow, the love and power of our Lord Jesus. Jesus healed in diverse ways when he walked the earth, and he still, today, heals just as surely. As a matter of fact, Jesus' healing power has spread throughout the world, through his church. We must bear in mind that the church, the Holy Catholic Church, and our Lord Jesus are absolutely inseparable. Jesus does not act without his church, and the church cannot act effectively. It can never act effectively without the Lord Jesus. As a matter of fact, we see in the Acts of the Apostles at the very beginning of the church, after Jesus had ascended into heaven, that healings continued. These healings were always effected through his church. Could Jesus heal directly in some other way? Most certainly, because he's God. He can do anything and everything in any way he desires. However, Jesus has chosen to act through his church, through the members of his mystical body, won at so high a price on the cross. Quote, many signs and wonders were done among the people at the hands of the apostles. They were together in Solomon's portico. None of the others dared to join them, but the people esteemed them. Yet more than ever, believers of the Lord, great numbers of men and women were added to them. Thus they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and mats so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. Acts 5:12-15. We see in this case that Jesus healed through Peter, the first pope, the head of his church. Quote, a large number of people from the towns in the vicinity of Jerusalem also gathered, bringing the sick and those disturbed by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. Acts 5:16. Do you see how the power of our Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit and our eternal Father, the most holy Trinity, flows and pours out through the church, through the Holy Catholic Church? What a beautiful gift. So yes, Jesus can heal us physically today. Will he heal you? Will he heal me? Yes, most certainly he will, and effortlessly, but only in the manner most helpful to our overall long-term good, and that is our eternal salvation and the salvation of others. We'll be right back with more of Forming Faithful Families.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families. FormingFaithfulFamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing in body. Yes, our Lord Jesus heals in diverse ways, including physically and spiritually. Our Lord Jesus can, and he does, accomplish physical healings instantaneously and miraculously, outside the laws of nature, or through the means of medical personnel and science, the laws and benefits of which are all created by him. His will in regard to your physical healing and my physical healing can be accomplished immediately, quickly, or over many years. Or his will may be brought about in our own death, which, yes, each of us will experience. As difficult as it is to embrace on a human level, we may believe God's word when he tells us, quote, "We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose," Romans 8:28. We must be convinced of this. You love God, do you not? Yes, you do. You love God. I love God. So all things work out for the good. All will be well. You have been called according to God's purpose. As I said, illness, which can take many forms, including cancer, is a figure of a soul sick in sin. We all suffer from the cancer of sin. It is a cancer. As cancer attacks, affects, and harms the entire body, so does sin to the mystical body of Jesus, our Lord, of whom we are all directly or implicitly members. Quoting Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, Through the Year with Fulton Sheen, page 225, Can it be that the sin of one man, Adam, can have greater effects and disorder in human nature than the incarnation of the Son of God has in ordering all humanity? That is why I say that everybody in the world is implicitly Christian. End of quote. The only healing balm for the cancer of sin is our Lord Jesus. We bring our cancerous sin to Jesus in contrition and repentance, and He touches us. He touches us, and we are healed. We are pure, healthy, and clean again in the soul. And if you are Catholic, our Lord Jesus wants to touch you and heal you and make you pure and healthy and clean again in soul in the sacrament of confession. Yes, this is the gift He has waiting for you. Go. Go today. Why delay? In our next program, we'll continue our discussion of healing in body. And remember, you are God's masterpiece. All will be well. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.